So I know you're all very proud of the kids and the work they've done, and I would like to sort of start by orienting ourselves to how you survived a pandemic year. I did have a chance to talk to you about a year ago, and I know that you stayed connected online as much as possible. What has changed in the last year?
Kids in Tune, we were online for the duration of last school year, and this summer we've been able to come back in person for a 6-week summer camp, and I think that's pretty much the same for all of us, right? I think all of our organizations have been able to come back this summer and really start making music on in person. And it's been refreshing to the soul to get back and see the kids and like feel that interactive experience once again.
What's the point of having a summer community play day?
Yeah, so the whole idea of community play day, Kids in Tune, this is an annual tradition of ours. And oftentimes we bring in community musicians from all over and invite them to a day to just hang out with the Kids in Tune family, rehearse with us, make music, and then break bread together in the afternoon. And it's really just the vision is to bring people together. And we decided this year to really orient the community play day around the youth in our community. Kind of under this new vision of what the community play day is this collaborative concert, including all of the amazing youth arts programs around town. We've kind of been talking, Jacob and I and Ahmed and Jordan, and we realized like, wow, a lot of us have the same goals. We're all working a lot of towards the same things in town. And so the time seems right. Let's come together and let's really let everybody know across town how special this place is and what different amazing youth arts programs there are around town.
So it's partly a way of getting the word out and giving the kids a little bit of a showcase, chance to play, chance to share. I mean, playing music without an audience is not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, exactly. And if we're going to come back, let's put 100 of the best kids in town on the same stage, and let's do it in a bang. So,
sounds great. Well, this is a little on the profound side, but there's things I think you can learn from the way young people coped with this incredible year. Can you give any examples of ways kids have surprised you, perhaps, in the last few months?
Yeah, well, this summer at Kids in Tune, the whole goal has been about creating. So we saw coming out of the school year this overflow of this desire of our kids to take the music into their own hands and to say, like, just learning music is one thing, but like we're ready to start creating music. And I think that desire must have just come from so much time without having it, you know? And so this summer at Kids in Tune, and I think everyone has really experienced a real renaissance this summer, and the kids have just really overflowed with creativity. This morning, one of our enrichment classes at Kids in Tune is a music video class, and we had a student who... they don't say much at program. They're a pretty quiet person, but then came out with this music video. They had arranged the tune themselves. It was like a just an incredible piece of art. And then they're a violist, but they even sang on, and like for someone who doesn't speak much, but then to sing, and it was this beautiful jazz, like soulful voice. And I was really, really amazed at that. You just never know what's inside of a person, and then so we've seen a real breakthrough. A lot of kids just really eager to share their art.
I'm speaking with Ben Goodbrunson, who is an educator with Kalamazoo Kids in Tune, and the program is offering a summer community play day at 11 a.m. In Bronson Park, and it features just a whole array of young groups. Your group, Ben, is based on the orchestra.
Yeah, so we're an orchestra program, but this summer we've kind of changed gears. We're still an orchestra, but we are, instead of the Kids in Tune Orchestra, this summer we're a jazz orchestra, and our jazz ensemble is that we're the Kit cats. And so, yeah, jazz orchestra, it's been really awesome. Benji Daneman from the Jazz and Creative Institute has been in residency with us all summer. So we have three jazz charts we'll be playing by ourselves, and then all of our students will come together for two jazz charts at the end of the concert. And so, yeah, it's been fun to kind of diverge a little bit this summer and try something new.
So focusing on great jazz composers?
All different jazz styles, and just the ins and outs of what makes a jazz orchestra, and a lot of listening, lots of improvisation, again, with like the emphasis on creating and using jazz as kind of an avenue for that.
Well, it's not so strange. I mean, a few years ago when I visited a rehearsal, you were working on a 12-bar blues.
Yeah, playing that chart actually again at this concert. So.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to spend a little time with my other guests here. And I'll go with to talk to Ahmed Tofik, the founder of Orchestra Raw, which is an orchestra, mostly string players.
Yes, and we have percussion too.
Learning by ear and learning in a style and tradition that comes from the Middle East and makes kids who have been displaced from the Middle East feel at home here in Kalamazoo.
Yes, exactly. And actually, for this summer camp, we are sharing our like music with the kids in tune and Ojam and Suzuki and all the kids who is playing at the community. Which is, that is something nice, like see all the kids in the orchestra, they are playing this Middle Eastern music. And the kids, I see the kids, they feel like happy. Sometimes when we practice, I feel the hair, the kids, oh, I love this song. Can you play this song again? And one more time. Yeah, I see the kids, they are very excited. That's the good point. We see from all the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our chance to enjoy music from these young players at 11 a.m. Wednesday in Bronson Park as part of the Summer Community Play Day. I'm speaking with Ahmed Tofik, who leads Orchestra Roa, the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune Jazz Orchestra, also taking part, Crescendo Fiddlers, Suzuki Academy, and Orchestra Jambalaya. And here to represent Orchestra Jambalaya is Jordan Hamilton. It's good to have you back here. Last time we were chatting, we were talking about your solo album, Vibrations, which is still on my playlist. Yeah. It's wonderful stuff. I had no idea that you were leading a children's group.
Yeah, it's in tandem with a few other people. Nathaniel Waller, who's teaching percussion as well. Jacob Albrecht over here, also leading. And then it's really come together over the pandemic. So our roles are still being defined in terms of like how we're going to get these kids to learn and feature black music on the string instruments or on the drums, and what kind of experiences we want to provide for the community, their parents. And it's been a really cool program that's been growing.
Is that the mission statement of Orchestra Jambalaya, celebrating black music?
Yeah, basically, in a nutshell. It's much more than that, but I didn't memorize it today.
Well, in what ways has it occurred to you to make that happen with the group?
Yeah, so growing up in Maryland, where I was introduced to cello, there was a lot of music that I was introduced to in orchestra class, but then also outside of orchestra, like in my pop's car or something like that. Or if I'm riding a bus and we're all listening like 50 Cent or something like that. And it's like, there was always a separation of that music. And usually it was because, I mean, it was never said out loud, but there's just this big disconnect between like, oh, this is like pop music, but really the code is like, this is black music. It doesn't belong in here.
Right.
Unless it's like sometimes jazz is more readily acceptable nowadays, but we all know the history of that is kind of convoluted too. They used to call it like, this is probably AZZ music because it was the A, you know. So they didn't like that too. So I kind of want to provide an orchestra that can give students the chance to play the music that they celebrate at home dancing on TikTok, or that their parents listen to, like the Earth, Wind, and Fire. Or I wanted to try and provide an opportunity to make it seem like these instruments aren't separate from the rest of the music industry. It's all one thing, and we can kind of give them a head start into figuring out where the strings can fit in to this rest of the music industry versus only pegging them into a hole of traditional Western European classical music.
So essentially you're deliberately ignoring long-standing borders and guidelines of what music is and who makes it.
Yeah, that's the idea. Now, you know, I'm also institutionalized too, so I have to fight my urges as well. So, but with that, you know, at least just having this idea grow with the community, having them show us what we can do to sort of break that barrier is the idea.
Jacob, tell me about your part in Orchestra Jambalaya.
Well, the initial conversation for Orchestra Jambalaya was started by a woman named Kati Brumble, who is a Suzuki Academy board member. And she's a native of Senegal. And she had gotten to know Jordan and then myself through Suzuki. And this was like over a year ago. She's like, well, we should, you know, do something with, you know, the African diaspora and Black composers. And then we started talking to Jordan about it and Nate about it. And then we had all these meetings with the Helena Fox Gospel Music Center. And then by, you know, 2020, we had this idea of this program we wanted to start. And then the pandemic hit. So we had to launch the entire program virtually. And like everybody bought into it. All the kids were so excited by the mission of it. The students, I should say, the students are based who participate are all Helena Fox Gospel Music Center students, or Suzuki Academy of Kalamazoo students, or Kalamazoo Kids and Tunes students. So we talked and sort of like looked at all the kids collectively that we have access to and invited kids to join.
Are some kids involved in multiple groups here?
Yeah. And that's what's really fun to see. So we have Justin, who is a Kids and Tunes student, was just showing up at Suzuki yesterday, practicing with everybody. And then there's been lots of that. So there's Suzuki kids are in Orchestra Jambalaya. And then there's been lots of cross-pollination. I don't know if that's the right term. But yeah, and that's what gets me really excited about it.
Here's a really good point to stop and say, here's how you can get your young person involved. Go, Jacob.
Yeah, so you should go to SuzukiAcademyKalamazoo.org and yeah, send us an email. There's a way to contact us there. There's a registration information, and there's also links to Orchestra Jambalaya and Orchestra Rua on there as well, so you can find out more about those programs.
And Ben, you can probably tell us more as well.
Yeah, so same with Kids in Tune. You can find our information on the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra's website or Kalamazoo Kids in Tune Facebook page. And yeah, we're happy to take any students who currently play any instrument, string, percussion, woodwinds, brass, and who goes to Kalamazoo Public Schools. So yeah, we're taking a little break here. Our summer program's wrapping up this week with the concert, but then we'll be back at it in the fall. And yeah, and that's some of these conversations with these guys here is what really led to this concert idea. I was like, man, we share so many students like socially, and we have a lot of the same missions with what we are teaching the kids in town. And a lot of our staff is the same, too. We have a lot of the same teachers who teach at many of the places in town. And so why don't we just bring everyone together and do like one huge concert? And I'm excited for the concert. It's going to be amazing. And then to just kind of see where this leads us. I think this is like the beginning of something else that could happen in town, and more collaboration and to just kind of tighten the ecosystem and help the kids to understand how does this all work around town and what other opportunities are there for you. Are you interested in studying black music? Well, there's this really cool orchestra in town, and here's when they rehearse. You should go see them.
We know that this is a small town, technically, and we also know that the music world is quite small, but the kids don't know that. And they don't know what opportunities are in front of them. And gathering all these groups together on a day like this to showcase different groups and what they're playing right now can only, you know, give them that extra confidence of that, A, playing is available, and, two, kids can achieve amazing things on the stage. They need us to be there to clap and howl and make sure that we remember how wonderful it is to be a young musician, slowly mastering one's instrument, and how you can acquire skills just from week to week and month to month. That growth is such a good thing for a person, period. I would like to hear about what you're playing, what's on the playlist. And we'll start with Ahmed.
Yeah, actually, as I talked about it before, we have three pieces from Orchestra Roh, two Arabic songs and one Kurdish song. And this summer we shared it with the old kids, and at the day of the concert, we all played these pieces.
You said song. Are they literally, or were they taken from vocal pieces, or are they more on the dance side?
Yeah, yes, actually, all the three are songs, and I arrange it. And sometimes when we play, they dance with it. Yeah, but at that time, the concert, no, we don't have. Just we are playing the music. But usually back home, we use dance with these songs.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
What's on the program for Suzuki Academy?
Well, so the Suzuki Academy, we work out of the Suzuki method books, but we're always looking for pieces to supplement that and to spice things up. So we're playing two fiddle tunes, Old Joe Clark and Weave and Way, which are always favorite tunes, and let our kids improvise. And then we're also, the Suzuki kids are joining in on the D blues.
Jordan, tell us what Orchestra Jambalaya has in store.
We're going to be playing some pieces we've been working on through the year. September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, which was arranged by David Robinson, who is a Kalamazoo native, which is crazy. But he made some great arrangements. And then we're going to play Toast by Kofi, who's a Grammy-nominated artist. I don't know what category it was under, but it's like some type of reggae or pop chart.
Are you trying to create a balance between that, the low and the high, like within the group? Because rhythm is so important, and if something's dragging.
Yeah, that's why the drums are so important for us. Always got to have that rhythm kind of driving us and in our back, sort of like just like in the back of our minds. So, yeah, if we don't have drums, we'll play with the track, or we'll have like a speaker giving us the low end so that you can feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's important.
A lot of strategies to make it work.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep. Got to be flexible.
Okay. And Ben, what does Kalamazoo Kids in Tune have in store besides the D minor blues?
Yeah. So we will, our secondary Kit Kats ensemble will be doing three tunes. We'll be doing a gospel rock tune called Shout It Out and a Latin rock tune. And then we'll also do a funk tune, which is called Fiddle Funk. And then the Crescendo Fiddlers are doing two fiddle tunes. They'll do Cripple Creek and Going to Boston. And then all together, everybody, we're going to do an old-fashioned Suzuki play-in. So I don't know if you've ever been to, like, a Suzuki concert, but, like, everybody who knows a tune just kind of stands up and plays it together. So, Jacob, we're doing Go Tell Aunt Rhody and Allegro, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so that will just be everybody knows those tunes. It'll be great. And then we'll end with with two kind of swing blues charts. One's called Groovin' for the First Time, and the other one's D Blues. Kids will be soloing on them. Benji Daneman's going to let out a ripping trumpet solo. Yeah, so we'll end it. It'll be fun to just have so many kids playing all together. And yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Well, I get off the air at 11 here, so yeah. I may bring my penny whistle down.
Please do.
Try to play
do
along.
Yes.
Community play day fashion.
Yes.
I wish you a wonderful event for Summer Community Play Day. And during your break, a whole bunch of great ideas occurring to all of you to keep the kids engaged and growing during the next school year after a really tough one. I hope it's a joyous experience for you all. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Kara.
Thanks for having us.